You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
So this is the last quick tip before I go on a few weeks holiday. I'll be in Thailand with my son swimming around and just chilling out. But the podcast is still going to be running. I'm going to have a few guest hosts who are going to be talking about different things. So make sure you keep listening, give them the support that they deserve, and listen to people who are a lot smarter and a lot more interesting than I am. But that ties in nicely with the quick tip today. Today is about looking after yourself, how to look after yourself as a fundraiser, and how to take those few weeks off and those breaks to keep your head together, because fundraising is a really, really difficult job. Like all jobs are difficult, and life is difficult. I mean, life is really difficult, and I say that as a privileged white male who's had a very privileged upbringing, and I can't even imagine how difficult life is when you're not someone like me. So fundraising itself is very difficult. There's lots of problems with it, or lots of issues that we have to face. There's this pressure to be grateful and love our job because we work in the charity sector. And it is a great job. Like, on a good day, fundraising is a really, really good job. And on a bad day, fundraising is really, really shit. There's lots of problems in the system of fundraising. Most of us are targeted over 12 months if you're working for a nonprofit. But we know that most good fundraising takes more than 12 months. You know, corporate relationships take maybe 18 months to deliver. Legacies take a few years. Good relationships are an ongoing thing, and yet we're targeted over 12 months. And for these reasons, and because of some of our methods to meet these targets, we face criticism from the public and from companies and from the media. And then we face criticism internally. We have our coworkers and our boss who sometimes frown upon fundraising. We find that the majority of our job is being rejected. 90% plus of our time is people saying no to us. And when we get these no's, and when we have bad days, and when we feel rejected, you can feel personally responsible for the services not being implemented, or for your organization not being able to achieve its mission as quickly, because your fundraising fell flat or because something went bad. And so this is a challenge. We have to realize that actually fundraising is limitless, that your organization could always be doing more, that you could always be bringing more. And because of that, because of this feeling that you could just do one more thing and bring in one more bit of money and help one more person, this limitless idea makes it very hard for us as fundraisers to switch off and look after ourselves. And so we have to really force ourselves to care for ourselves, to mind ourselves, and understand that self-care is part of our fundraising role. You know, it doesn't seem like it's fundraising because it's not asking, it's not conventional fundraising. But if we don't take care of ourselves, if we burn out, if we hit a wall, if we start to hate our job, if we have high turnover, if we leave the sector, then that doesn't make us a good fundraiser. To be a better fundraiser over the longer term, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to take breaks, and we need to be a little bit selfish is the wrong word, but be a little bit selfish. Put ourselves first. Why do all these startups and tech companies and private companies look after their staff and give them free shit and make sure they're taking care of themselves? It's because they don't want them to leave. They don't want them to burn out. And we have to bring some of that into our world. So how do we do that? Partly, one of the things that I found helpful is this idea of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. And that's this understanding that the negative things that go on create almost like this downward spiral, that, when we have negative thoughts, they create these feelings inside of us, and these feelings create behavior, and then our behavior can sometimes reinforce our thoughts. And what I mean by that in fundraising, what that looks like is say you, you're under pressure, you're being worked hard, you're not hitting your targets, or you're struggling at some points. So you begin to get worried, you begin to feel sick, you begin to make yourself sick. And as a result, you end up taking a day or two off work or you take, you know, forced holiday because you need to mind yourself. And then when you take time off work as a fundraiser, what that does is it has a negative impact on your target, which creates this circle that we're going around. Likewise, if you feel like you're nervous about going to a networking event, you might skip that networking event. And then that just makes it harder to go the next time. And again, it gets worse and worse and worse. So the idea of CBT and in our fundraising world is that we have to try and break this cycle. We have to identify these negative triggers or these, whatever you want to call them, these things that are happening around us. We want to step out of that cycle. And there's ways we can do that. People talk about, you know, always talk about meditation and these apps like Headspace. And maybe that works for you to kind of clear your mind and get away from that. For me, I spent some time in hospital before. And what it became very clear was meditation and clearing my head was like the worst thing I could possibly do. Instead, I needed to fill my head with almost like healthy stuff or stuff that detached. So things like swimming are positive for me. Swimming allows me to clear my head and not think about work. I do Qigong, which is like Tai Chi, which you feel like a bit of a dickhead at first. But again, these movements, because my brain is so small, these movements mean I can't think of the negatives in my life and I can't think of work. And it forces me to take a break, even for a few minutes, and break that cycle. There's some other ways that we can remind ourselves to breathe or remind ourselves to drink water. There's like little things on social media, on Twitter. There's apps which actually stop you and remind you to breathe and give you that count for breathing. And I really love those. I've heard of other people. I used to like running, not so much anymore, but people who use running to clear their head like that. Knitting, sewing, reading. It's all just something we need to find the healthy thing for you, which detaches you from the pressure and from your job, from fundraising, from all this negative stuff that's in fundraising. Take a break and then come back to it fresh. It can be as simple as going for a walk and getting fresh air. It's such a cliche, you know, that walking or fresh air is going to make you less suicidal. But actually, it's a cliche for a reason, because it actually does help. It breaks you from that environment, that negative environment you're in, and it clears your head. You have to carve out time to switch off. I've started using my actual calendar to schedule these things. So I call it the green calendar test. It's the healthy stuff for my brain I put in green in my calendar. So if I box off time to swim, I put it in green, and scheduling it means I actually do it. I'll even like put in green if I want to have a nap. Sometimes I've put in green in my calendar to do nothing, and then I've literally just sat there looking at a wall, which is lovely. But if you don't schedule that time, then you just fill the time. You fill the time with doing that one extra thing, again, because fundraising is limitless. One of the things that we fill it with a lot is social media. And, you know, social media has proven to be a depressant. That's why I shut down my Facebook, because it's so depressing. Even if you don't feel it is. What ends up happening is you compare your inside, your reality, to other people's outside. You compare yourself to how people are projecting themselves, which is all bullshit. And then that begins to have a negative effect on you. So social media is a depressant, but as fundraisers, because often we have to use it for our career and for our fundraising, we feel that we then get lost in it and we start to use it. You know, you might go on to check your results or to post something for your organization, and then you just stay on it and you start browsing, and then that in turn begins to depress your mind. And so we have to be clear about these boundaries and try not to be on it. So on Twitter now, I've kept Twitter, but I minimize or hardly ever browse my timeline. I'll only look at my notifications and I'll only post. It's very rare that I browse my timeline. Facebook I've shut down. LinkedIn is just ridiculous anyway. So things like that, just be careful about how much time you're spending on them, because they are going to make you feel shitty. Other ways that we can look after ourselves is to celebrate our success. So, you know, your boss almost certainly, if they're not a fundraiser, aren't going to celebrate your success. They're not going to understand it. So we have to celebrate our successes with peers, with other fundraisers. So meet other fundraisers, help, you know, make each other feel good, go to conferences, go to award ceremonies, things like that, where fundraising is celebrated. That's a really, really positive thing. Remind yourself of your successes and of your achievements. I think I've talked before about Nikki Bell talks about her success folder. And so she has really good emails, really good feedback from donors, really good feedback from other fundraisers. She keeps it in one email folder. And if you start to feel shitty, you go in and you read back all this positive stuff. You remind yourself how amazing you are, because you are amazing. We've all had these kind of successes in there. And then one of the last ways that I found helpful for minding myself and keeping my brain together, albeit temporary, I suppose, is connecting with other people. You know, I am an introvert. I don't like people a lot of the time, or I find it hard to talk to people and go out and put myself out there. But I always feel better when I do. So I try and carve out time to connect with friends, with people I know, with other fundraisers, with anyone who makes me feel good. And it's about actually forcing myself to do that. And I'm always happy I have done afterwards. So I recommend you go and connect with someone who makes you feel good, someone who's not a drag. Connect with me if you want to, and I'll make you feel better, and we can just have a chat or whatever. But going out and human interaction is great. You know, I criticize the digital stuff all the time, as much as I love it. But one of the reasons is because it's not that real connection. And that real connection is something we thirst for as humans, and something that makes us feel better. So do look after yourself. Do mind yourself. Do practice this self-care and carve out time to self-care. Don't put this limitless fundraising pressure on yourself, and realize that you don't have to solve the world's problems, and you're probably not going to solve the world's problems, but do what you can when you can. There's a quote that I stole from somewhere, which I keep using now, which has become a bit of my mantra. And it says, some days it's okay if you only help one person, and some days it's okay if that one person is you. And I really stand by that now. If I'm not up to it, or I'm having a shit day, or I just feel a little bit on the edge, or the wolf is at the door, then that day I need to just look after myself. And that's being a good fundraiser, because it's going to allow me to do more in the future. That's the quick tip for today. I am signing off. I am going to self-care myself on a beach for a few weeks. Do keep listening to the podcast, because we've got some awesome guest hosts coming up who have some special things lined up. And I will be back, God knows when I'll be back, as soon as the guest hosts run out of things to say, because I'm just going to keep looking after myself. But thank you very much for all your support. Thank you very much for listening. And do let me know what you think of the guest house. And yeah, look after yourself.
You've been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. For discounts on Simon's best-selling online fundraising courses, go to www.changefundraising.com/training and use coupon code podcast. Complete them in your own time, wherever you want. Get busy living or get busy buying.